Senator Russell on 9-3.
How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Hope you are.
Oh, I've been meeting around on Indonesia and Panama, and we're getting ready to send some instructions out to man, and I'm a little bit dubious. I'm afraid that we're going a little bit farther than we ought to go, but it's pretty difficult to say to people that you just won't talk. I mean, you won't be courteous and you won't listen to them. Now, here's what man recommends. Recommend I be authorized to inform Cherry that the U.S. will not now agree to negotiations to bring about any structural changes in treaty. That I be authorized to say that this does not close the door for all time for discussions, since it's possible that current studies on feasibility of sea level canal may eventually lead to a change in attitude. That's what he recommends. We seem to me go a good deal further in our instructions back to him. We agree that much good can come from extensive agreements on both sides, even though Cherry might not be able to accept publicly all aspects, detailed factual account. Nevertheless, an approximate understanding between governments on these facts could provide solid base for governmental action in present situation. Further, such agreed understanding of facts would be extremely helpful in connection to Peace Committee's report. We should, so they say, find out the facts and agree on them, number one. Number two, we should be forthcoming on flag issues since our good faith involved. While some reduction in original number of posts is understandable, we should not reduce numbers merely to frustrate agreement. In other words, we ought to try to break the agreement we had with them on flying both flags.
I think the original agreement was a hell of a mistake, but we can't break it.
I'm not worried about those, and we give in to him on flags. That ought to help some, but here's where I'm worried. Regarding discussions of structural revision of the treaty, we cannot agree to formal negotiations in which revision of fundamental relationships and responsibilities would be a prearranged and accepted objective. I think that's very good. But in this sentence is one trouble. That does not mean that there might not be certain aspects of the treaty of importance to Panama which could, after informal discussion, be taken up between the two governments. It seems to me that we're kind of giving in there and responding at the point of a pistol. Now, I may be a little sensitive about it, and I want to try it out on you. I don't like that sentence. You will recall that Presidents Kennedy and Chiari in their joint communique of 62 agreed upon the principle that when two friendly nations are bound by treaty provision, which are not fully satisfactory to one of the parties, arrangements should be made to permit both nations to discuss these points of dissatisfaction, unquote. Well, I can't object to discussions any time. I'd rather talk and fight, but it looks like to me the first sentence, and then that second sentence, we're coming along and saying we agreed to points of dissatisfaction. However, Cherry understood at that time that such discussions would not go to the most fundamental aspects of the treaty, pending determination of the longer-range future trans-Isthmian canal. Four, I find it difficult for us, now this is my instructions to man, that they've all agreed on, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, Bundy of our office. I find it difficult for us to take the position that if another government wishes to say something to us on any subject, we cannot listen. This is a delicate problem because of use of which Cherry would make of matter during election campaign. But I do not see how we can object to a discussion between two governments of all matters affecting our relationship without a formal agenda and without any commitment as to what outcome might be. You should remind Cherry that considerable progress has been made on many points as a result of discussions resulting in Kennedy-Cherry agreement. If he believes that these talks were not at sufficiently high level, we would be prepared to hold talks at foreign minister or other level about the entire range of Panamanian-U.S. relations after the restoration of normal condition, including normal bilateral relationship. Purely on scheduled grounds, any such talks should not be held before latter half February or March. If progress is made on above points and Cherry mood improves, it might be well to suggest that highly discreet cooperation between us about communists and especially Castro plotting, both against Panama and U.S., be continued and strengthened. The events of the past 3 days have demonstrated clearly the reality behind reports pointing toward Panama as a special target of communist conspiracy. cooperation between the U.S. and Panamanian security forces.
Where's all this from, Mr. President? Is this from your statement to him, or is your...
This is my instructions to man.
To man, yeah.
Cooperation between U.S. and Panamanian security forces, already evident during this crisis, can be built upon to strengthen security of Panama itself and avoid disorders which both countries must wish to prevent. Secretaries Rusk and McNamara concur. Now, what
well,
that would do, we'd probably have Rusk send that to man. Now, I don't think that that really commits us to revising the treaties, but it looks like that we're willing to listen. And I don't know how you can keep from listening, although I don't want to do that at the point of a gun. These men, though, say, well, hell, you're in a terrible position if you're trying to negotiate the fellow. You say, hell, I won't even listen to your side of it. And if you've got some points that we can give on the treaty without endangering the basic fundamental parts.
We've given very smart already.
Well, I know, but we
can treat them time to time. And of course, every time you do, it becomes an issue to get more. Of course, I don't think it... I didn't think that man's position put him in a position where he wouldn't even talk, did he? Go with it. History's very short. Read that again.
No, man's willing to talk. That's all we say here is talk. But man says, I inform him that we will not now agree to negotiations to bring about any structural changes in the treaty, and that I be authorized to say that this does not close the door for all time for discussion, since it's possible that current studies on feasibility may eventually lead to a change in our attitude. No, there's not much difference between the instructions, but what I am doing here, if I approve these instructions, I am agreeing to discussion of the treaty. Now, question is, how arbitrary can you be, or should you be? Are you willing to just say that you... I know damn well one thing, I can take the position of discussion, we'll discuss it, but we won't do anything. But I guess if you're going to discuss it, you ought to discuss it in good faith, and that's what they want, and I don't know how that's going to be interpreted in the public eye, whether they got to kill a few American soldiers to get us to discuss them. I don't like that. On the other hand, we got to do something.
Yes, that's of course true, but I don't know. That's your instructions to man now.
And man says that he's going to tell him that we won't agree to any structural changes, but he'll listen to him. I say to him...
At this time.
That's right. That's right. He wants to get...
I think that's a sound position to take.
That's right.
And just let man tell him frankly that in view of all of this upheaval down there, that we have... commitments and difficulties all over the world, and if we start yielding to riots, that we will generate one in fact every country in the world where we've even got a military.
Well, I think our instructions to man are consistent with his recommendations. It may be a little bit more encouraging than his recommendations require.
Well, if I sent him that, I would certainly tell him, when you get your doctor, you better, if you ain't got any confidence in him, you better not hire. But if you have got confidence in him, you get him, you better take his pills. If you've got some misgivings, if I send him those instructions, I think that I would add a little paragraph saying that that I do not regard this as being in conflict with your suggestions, and in the last analysis, I'm depending on your good judgment, your good sound judgment, something like that.
I wonder why necessary to go into all this anyway. Why?
Necessary. That's
why don't we just?
That you just a hell of a long.
Why don't we just say that I concur in your recommendation that you inform Cherry that you will not now agree to negotiations, and that you be authorized to say this does not close the door for all time.
I wouldn't say make two all the time, but just say that under...
Well, that's what he says.
I'd say it agrees to negotiations under present conditions, but would not just does not close the door all time or forever. That's a hell of a long thing you send him down there. It would confuse me if I were down there with all the pressures that he must feel in that atmosphere down there.
He and Vance had a good talk with the fellow, and both of them were awfully tough with him, and this fellow, every damn one of them running against us for re-election. 600 of them stood outside and said, get out of here, gringos.
Yeah, they've been doing that. The one that denounces the Colossus of the North the most vociferously is the one that wins. That's been true the last three elections they've had. On the surface, we haven't got a friend now, but if we wasn't there, they wouldn't have anything. They'd be living out there half naked in those swamps. You can't close the door to any negotiation, but you can certainly say that we can't negotiate in this atmosphere, but we will talk to you sometime later. And I've got a lot of confidence in that fellow man, Mr. President. I may be wrong. I've only seen him twice.
Does this seem like to you they're softening up what he's recommending?
One or two sentences seem to me like it's sort of putting him in a halter.
That's what it seems to me like. Okay.
It's a rather vague halter, but it's just enough to confuse him.
All right. Okay.
And he's the man on the ground, got to do the talking.
Say, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hadn't planned anything.
I know you're against this. I know you're against this, but I thought I might get Lady Bird and Marjorie McNamara and Bob McNamara and fly up to Camp David this evening and have a quiet dinner in front of the fireplace and a drink or two and philosophize a little bit and then lay around there and sleep in the morning, tomorrow afternoon, and come on back tomorrow afternoon late. Now, why wouldn't you join us?
Well, for one reason, I got dates for tonight.
Oh, it's Friday night now.
Huh?
This is Saturday night. You have your dates on Friday night.
I had to call off one I had last night because I said I'd catch a cold.
Uh-huh.
And I put it off till tonight, and I've already bought two big steaks and got them in the
basket.
I'm going to take them out with me.
Good God Almighty.
Of course, I never lose hope. I sometimes don't accomplish a great deal, but I never...
Well, now, what about coming up in the morning and having lunch with us?
All right.
All right, if we go, I've got to talk to Lady Bird and Lucy and... If we go, I'll just have a helicopter pick you up in the morning and hit the White House pad, and you can just fly up there and come back with us tomorrow afternoon and just
fine.
Have a quiet lunch. Have you ever been up there?
No, never have.
You enjoy it. Is there any lady you'd like to bring?
No.
Is there any, you got any kin folks or any?
Not here.
Anybody around?
No.
No companion you'd like to have?
No.
All right. Damn, you're just going to be a bachelor, aren't you?
Well, I think I've about passed point of no return on that.
I don't know. I could invite nearly anybody, you know.
If it's such a thing as point of no return, I think I've passed it.
Well,
thing down there looks like it's working pretty well, just from what you can hear about it. I went over that here Ball's briefing yesterday, just because I wanted to see the attitude. And to my surprise, old Morse was just tough as hell. Mansfield almost said, well, it's all our fault and Humphrey and them all.
Yeah, and they confused Ball.
Old Moss, he said, hell, said, I think, Mr. Secretary, you ought to get all the Navy and all the Air Force down there now and let all the...
You think we've got enough down there?
Well, of course we have, necessary, yeah, sure.
Well,
of course,
we've got 9 or 10,000, that's not...
Well, those people down there don't fight very well at the best, and they haven't got much to fight with. And you've got those 1,800 Marines providentially in there. And, of course, I think it might be a good idea to have a squadron of fighter planes or fighter bombers. They all are now. Just have them up down there for a while. Not so much for Panama, but for effect on the rest of South Texas.
Wouldn't bringing them in there look mighty warmongering?
Well, it might. I guess old Morse I was so surprised, and he spoke up to the ought to have his big Navy all
They told me the old Mansfield and the rest of them was just the other way.
They were.
Of course, I gave him.
But you understand now, after we got through discussing it, Mansfield, he switched over. Humphrey left. I don't know what his views were. I imagine he stayed with the original line that we were all in wrong. And, of course, it was some provocation on our part, but it all happened on our soil, and they didn't direct any protest to the embassy. If they had...
Well, I told all this group in here yesterday, and
it would have been the duty of whoever was in charge of that. If necessary, send some American soldiers over there to handle those American high school kids, but they didn't file any protest. They took the law in their own hands, and that's not permitted in any civilized society. That's a jungle. They didn't file any protest. They went in there to do it themselves. And, I tried a lot of criminal cases many years ago, but unless they've changed the law, a man's at home. He's got about 99/100 of the law on his side.
Man's home's his castle, I told him yesterday. The old English common law.
That's right.
Man enters my home, I have a right to shoot him down.
Use any force necessary to get him out. And that's the thing about it. We've got to let them understand, know that we've got that land there. I wish to God Columbia'd go to raising hell, since they're going to come back in there and take Panama and Nick and hell, too. But I don't reckon that's feasible or practical. But that sure would throw the whole Latin American complex into a state of confusion.
You think what we ought to say to man is we agree and concur in your...
In essence, isn't it, while you don't want to be absolutely abrupt in it, just make it clear that we are not closing the door, that we will negotiate, but under present circumstances wouldn't. In other words, I think I'd say I agree in essence with your recommendations, and let him have a little head of his own down there. He ain't gonna get us in any trouble. But you got to that great long thing there that they've written, it meets itself coming back once or twice. And it's well worded. It's very elegantly worded. But I'm not too sure that it might not confuse me.
Well, I might say agree in essence to your recommendations, and do not believe any discussions and treaty connection would lead to solution at this time. However, we will.
Have you been sure, President, that under appropriate circumstances, we'll be glad to discuss it.
Okay, goodbye.
But I don't know what the telephone is down there, but if you can speak to man about 3 minutes on the phone, I think you'd do more good than you could with that damn long thing you got there.
Okay.